Welcome to Cast a Spell. Thank you for tuning in. This is Miwa. Today we have a very special guest and a very good friend of mine, Toma, who is a music producer and a singer-songwriter. And he's also half Japanese and has lived in Japan for a few years. So thank you, Toma, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about your musical background?
Yes, so I started out as an artist, for my first beginning years, and then decided to move to Japan and pursue a music career there. And then I was applying for a visa, and it was hard to get one as an artist. So I decided that I wanted to start producing for people. And I was able to get a couple placements within that first couple weeks of making the decision.
Wow.
And then, from then on, I was able to get my artist visa so I can, stay in Japan and produce.
Wow, and you have produced for many Japanese artists out there.
Yes, a lot of different ones. Just to name a few, AI, Akanishi Jin, Exile, J-Soul Brothers, just to name a few.
Nice. Okay, so why don't we get into listening to some of your songs? So would you like to introduce the first one to us?
Yeah, the first one, this song is called Loco. It's by Crazy Boy. His real name is Ellie. He's from Sendaime, J-Soul Brothers, three J-Soul Brothers. And we made this song together in, 2017. And the music video was amazing too. It also featured Rie Hata, who's one of the top choreographers and dancers in Japan. And it was one of my favorite songs I've ever made in Japan, actually.
Wow, yeah. Okay, let's get right into listening to it.
Thank you.
So here is Loco.
Loco City Tokyo, Sammy Jun's Loco, Kimi Nara, let's go. Oh yeah, talking now you're my hoe, going out of control. Run it off track, I'm back, yeah. Riding Maybach, yeah, I'm back, yeah. Without you, 2 a.m. in Tokyo, in a day, in a night, on my mind, anytime, yeah. Tome, let it now, yeah. Tome, let it now, yeah. Cause I'm crazy for that love, loco for that love. Built up on the ice, I'm aligning now. Yeah, yeah. Tell me if you. Boxes at the show, yeah. Never tell you no. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What you wanna do, yeah. It's all up to you. Aremo hoshi, koremo hoshi. Hello. Diamonds go go and fly to Paris, yeah. Red bottoms and red rubbers, yeah. Private party, top floor, me and you. Miss me, I'll go no night, yeah. You and I. Cause I'm crazy for that love, looking for that love. Built a corner, I told me that and now, yeah, yeah. Tell me if you, yeah.
Ever met a girl that make you loco? Kimi to no yoru nara loco. She the one that got me in the time.
Yeah, here now, oh my, my, I be loco for that love, yeah.
Ever met a girl that make you loco? Kimi to no yoru nara loco. She the one.
Yeah, yeah. All I need in my life, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just for the night, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanna love you. Baby, won't you come through? I don't wanna cuff you, but we can have some fun too. I just wanna love you.
That was a really groovy and cool song. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration that you had for this song?
Yeah, so one day me and Ellie were riding through Shibuya in his Maybach Benz.
Oh, nice.
And, like, we were just chilling in the back playing the instrumental. And then we were just, like, brainstorming about ideas. And some of the hook line was already on there from the previous producer, Tomoko. And I forgot the other co-writer. But we were just talking about everything and, like, talking about just life and stuff. So, but he wanted to make a song, you know, this girl driving crazy. That's why it's called Loco. So, yeah, we're just cruising around town. Had the melody start generating in my head, and then we went to the studio the next day and started recording.
Wow, so you had the melody while you were, like, driving around Shibuya?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's so cool, yeah. We're just cruising
the
like a random night, yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I know that you also do events here, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the most recent event we did was on May 13th. It was at Soho Warehouse in downtown LA. Me and my partner, Shinya, we decided to put together an event that bridges the gap between, like, Los Angeles and Japan, and just building more of a Japanese community here in Los Angeles that will hopefully expand throughout the states.
Right.
And really good turnout. A lot of people came from, you know, corporate heads to just Japanese creatives.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, taiko drumming, and we also had a cool DJ playing, like, city pop.
Right.
His name's Capsule. Shout out to Capsule. And yeah, it was just a great experience. Everybody got to talk, and you know, what we want to do is just make sure that we start the conversation of, you know, bringing people together, especially in Los Angeles in the Japanese community, because
right,
we feel like there's
a big one.
I know, right? So, you know, I feel like it's so spread out, so we want to bring that together, tighten it up a little bit, and build more of a community here in Southern California.
Right, and I was there, and the vibe was amazing. Everybody had a really good time, and I feel like, as you said, there's such a big community here, but it's kind of like we should try to get together and do something, and that was one of the first ones to have those creative influencers get together.
Yes.
And so are you planning a few more coming up?
Yeah, we're planning a few more. You know, we have the event called Complex Con coming up too, so we plan to maybe bring a lot of the Japanese community that's coming from Japan. They'll be in town, so we want to bring us all together and kind of bring that community we started with the LA, and then also bring it with them, so we can also, you know, expand and then have more of a base for people to come here, and then we go to Japan. I mean, we already have a base because we're Japanese, but we want to build that base for them to feel comfortable and be able to, you know, maneuver and make connections.
So kind of creating that pathway for both Japan and the States.
Absolutely.
Amazing, amazing. All right, so why don't we get on to listening to one of your other songs, and can you introduce the next one?
Yes, the next one is going to be Akanishi Jin, Feeling. Akanishi was more so, we like, we worked together in a different way, but yeah, we showed him the idea, and then he executed the idea, and yeah, it was fun times. A-Dream is the producer as well on this, and it was a fun song. They have a cool music video, and yeah, Akanishi is one of the, you know, big shots out there, so it was an honor working with them and getting that experience.
All right, so let's get right into listening to it. This is Feeling by Akanishi Jin.
Girl, I am the one I change your love. This is the time, now you know.
nice dance tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, this song's, like I said, it's called Feeling. Mm-hmm. And me and another producer, A-Dream, worked on this song. And, you know, Akinishi was looking for a lot of dance songs in this particular album.
Mm-hmm. And he's also a dancer.
Yeah, he's right? a good dancer, yeah. Mm-hmm. His live show is amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how we came with the song. We just had an idea and then showed it to him and then he executed it.
It's amazing how even like the first song that we listened to and this one is has a very different vibe and the melody. And like, so you have a very wide range of music that you create.
Yeah, I think that comes from living in Southern California. You know, really? We grew up with, you know, mm-hmm. Red Hot Chili Peppers, to listen to Snoop Dogg,
right.
to listen to, you know, country. I don't know, a lot of people listen to so many different things
right.
here, so we're exposed to so much good music.
That's true, that's very true.
So I think, you know, I had a hard time as an artist trying to find out, like, who I was.
Uh-huh.
And I always wanted to do so many different genres, but then the record label would always say to me, like, you got to stick to one, like, you got to know your audience, you got to uh-huh. have, like, your genre, your thing.
Right.
And it's so hard for me because I'm inspired and I feel like I have an eclectic mind, back, especially in, like, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But now the kids can do whatever they want. Like, we broke down
those
doors,
I mean, so. I feel like now it's almost genre-less, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, the artists can make, like, so many different types of music and
Absolutely.
They'll still be... But also have you need to have that kind of twist of your style.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what was so good about being an artist and then transitioning to a songwriter producer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good for me because I was like, oh, I can do this with this person. Or I can do this with that person without being scolded, you know?
Right.
Like I was able to like do rock or hip hop or dance and then uh-huh. just get out all that like... I guess those inspirations out of me, you know,
right.
executed through somebody else. Yeah.
So when you write songs for these artists, do you really think about their world kind of
yes.
like first?
Yeah, I become them.
Oh, you do?
I literally
okay.
become them. And I even like study their voice so
oh,
particularly.
Wow.
Like
okay.
I listen to all their songs
uh-huh.
and then I'll kind of mimic them. So when
wow.
I do the demo,
uh-huh.
that's how I think I got so many placements because I would mimic them so uh-huh. they would feel like, oh, I can hear myself on this.
Wow, interesting.
So yeah, so that was, I think, why I had a strength because I would study them, did my research,
uh-huh.
ask about their personal lives, you
uh-huh.
know, get into conversations, go to dinner. And just talk to them.
Really get to know them.
Get to know them, and then I know exactly where they're at in their life and what they want to talk about.
And you also, because I know you and we've really had like long conversations about music, and you're very spiritual.
Absolutely.
And you read energy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I guess as like producing music for these other artists, you probably really get into that mode of like feeling the energy. And
yeah, absolutely. You have to get in their world. You have
right.
to become them and be in their shoes. So, like, you know, whether it be working with somebody like Crazy Boy that's in a big pop group or that wants to do hip-hop, you know, we got to, you know, tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to do something with, like, Shokichi, he's more, like, musical. So he wants, like, pianos, guitars, and
he
wants, like, more of, like, emotional.
Uh-huh.
So it's a different feeling and vibe. You just got to talk to them and then
right.
pull from there. But, yeah.
I see. That's amazing that you can, you know, create that kind of music for other people, you know.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It was a good journey in Japan.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So let's listen to another one.
Okay.
Can you introduce the next one to
yeah,
us?
Yeah, the next one is by Exile Shokichi and Exile Akira. It's called The Fool. And basically, it was for Akira's DVD.
Okay.
And he had this, there's this tarot card called The Fool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the actual card.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So
right.
he's like, yo, like, I'm so inspired by this tarot card.
Uh-huh.
He's like, here's the concept. And then, yeah, we went to work right away.
Wow.
And the producer that made the beat and the guitars and everything, he's
uh-huh.
my favorite producer in Japan. He goes by Don Dimension.
Uh-huh.
And he's a great producer in Japan. And, like, we just got together. And he comes from a rock background. He's actually Japanese-American from Orange County, but he lives in
okay.
Japan now. And then I'm from Orange County as well. And it was just like the synergy was there. And then Shokichi is, you know, man, one of the most talented artists in Japan to me. So he just executed it. And he loves rock too. So it was like perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Okay. Let's get right into listening to it. So here is The Fool.
Curiosity, I can't let the temperature
right. That was very rock. Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. That was one of my favorite sessions that I've had in Japan. You know, Shokichi, I, and Don all come from a rock background.
Okay.
So it was really fun just to go in there and have the live instrumentation and just the vibe, bringing it back to our roots. It was amazing.
So the rock vibe, and who was your favorite rock artist?
Probably Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice.
Like, that's
nice.
The guy that, like, I mimic the most, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay. Nice. And then can you tell us a little bit about how you got into music?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it started with my parents. Both my parents are dancers.
Wow.
My dad is African-American. Mm-hmm. He used to be a dancer for Michael Jackson and a
really?
Lot of different acts. Uh-huh. And then my mom is Japanese-American. And she was a pop locker and locker basically.
Cool.
So they met dancing. So, you know, that's how I came about. I mean, that's their love for dancing brought me here.
And are you a dancer as well?
I mean, I can dance, but I just don't go out of my way to prove that I can dance. You know, if I'm on a dance floor, easy, you know, it's in my blood. But, you know, that helped me rhythmically, especially with the way I make music.
Uh-huh.
Everybody tends to, dance to my songs,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. And a lot of the artists that I work with are dancers because mm-hmm. they have, you know, full performances.
Right.
So I think that's what helped me out the most is because I'm able to pick a BPM or, a rhythm. And even with my flow, mm-hmm. I'm able to hit these spots where it's, lets them hit in different points. Not just, one, two, three. It's, one, one, two. You know, it's, mm-hmm. different patterns. So, when I watch the... You know, somebody like Riehata who does choreography to my songs, I can see where she uses my cadences, you know, to her
right.
advantage. So, yeah, that's where I come from. That's my musical background, I feel, is from my parents. And then, you know, I was in a rock band as a kid and grew up. We went on tour, throughout California and the States, and then decided to go to Japan and become a producer, 10 years later.
All right. And did you play any instruments while you were growing up?
No. I mean, I was in, school bands, you know, played the drums, snare, but I wasn't good at it like that. I mean, I was decent, but it wasn't my thing.
But, how did you, what was your first step of, making music?
Music? Okay, so I was, 17 years old. I didn't have the grades to go to college, so I was like, I'm gonna be a rapper.
Okay.
And then I bought a microphone and cheap microphone in this program called Fruity Loops.
Uh-huh.
And I was living in my mom's house at the time, and I just used the closet as my booth.
Wow.
So I would push record and just rap over instrumentals day. And I would just practice that way. And then 2 years later, I was in the radio for my first single on
really?
Power 106. And yeah, it was a minute ago, but yeah, that's how I got on. It was a pretty quick process, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, caught on quick.
Because, you know, I know a lot of kids want to get into music, but they don't know how, or they don't know where to start. And...
I would just say, well, especially these days, I mean, it's so easy.
Right.
I mean, they have, even if you just have a laptop, like a Mac, you can just go on GarageBand, mm-hmm. import instrumentals, or you can make your own beats there. My little sister, who I would have never thought would make beats, she's making dope beats, only been in it a couple months, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, more so I just say, you know, for the younger generation, just to be yourself and don't be afraid, because, I mean, honestly, it's not that hard.
Right.
You just do it every day.
Nice, nice. Okay, so let's get into listening to your next song.
Mm.
And can you introduce that one?
Yeah, so this is AI, Ai Chan. She's a big sister to me. She was probably the only artist that I knew from Japan being in America. Because she made so many great collaborations with Snoop Dogg back in the day to the Jackson 5. It's crazy. But, you know, she grew up here in LA as well. And as soon as I got to Japan, one of our friends, mutual friends, connected us, and I was so happy. And yeah, it's called Hope. This is one of the first songs we made, and, you know, we just wanted to bring hope to Japanese people and across the world, you know, at that moment. And then it so happened that when she released it, we had all the you know, the Asian hate crimes going on.
Right.
So it was perfect timing when she released it. But yeah, this song means a lot to me and to her as well.
Okay.
And this song is actually a theme song for a cancer society too out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and a very popular artist, Ai Chan.
Yes.
So here is Hope.
Nakushita 何もない Keep the hope alive 勝手に決められた私の未来 Keep the hope alive 砂嵐に埋められて頭の中
Such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about how you wrote it with Aichan?
Yeah. So we were in the studio. It was our first time meeting in person. Uh-huh. And then she just came in with a bunch of snacks, like 30 snacks from the convenience. Really? Like, I was like, whoa. Uh-huh. And she was pregnant at the time.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, with her little son. So we were just like, you know, she's so generous. And then the producer on this was Matt Cab. And we were just all together, and we were just talking about stuff. And then he started playing, I think, the first chord on the piano. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we just started going to work. And then just talked about life and, you know, positive things. It was a real positive session. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how the song came about. And then, yeah, it came out last year.
Such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And so what is your hope right now?
Well, my hope right now is for... you know, to empower the youth, a better future for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially with everything that's going on in the world today.
Right.
We just want to continue to empower the youth and have a better future for them and, you know, make it easier. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like a lot of kids in Japan, it's hard for them to, like, dream big because of, you know, societal things. But You know, we want them just to think outside the box, know that they can create something and, you know, manifest it.
Right, so there's a positive world out there.
Absolutely.
And is there any projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so I have an energy shot called Infinity. It's spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E-A. So it's it's a tea-based energy shot.
Okay.
Natural ingredients. We want to take kids off of the Red Bull 5-hour energy shot monster, and we want to provide them with something that's healthier, that has the same marketability, that looks cool, but it's actually healthy for them, you know.
And so this drink is also good for adults, too?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's good for anybody, you know.
Right. Like,
we just wanted to, you know, because the kids are so, you know, they're such a tender age, and they're having these heart problems, you know, murmurs, all that stuff because of these energy drinks and this sugar. So, you know, that's our first focus, is to get them off it. But also, we want to clean up the adults, you know, unhealthy habits and get them in a healthier place as well. And you know, it has a lot of great things for brain function, you know, cognitive functions. It gives you natural energy. Like I said, there's tea based, and there's a lot of other ingredients in there, vitamin B, vitamin C, that you can get for your daily dose if you don't take vitamins every day.
Okay. Yeah. And then is there an Instagram that we can check out?
Yeah, it's Infinity Energy, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E-A-E-N-E-R-G-Y.
Okay.
Infinity Energy.
And then where can we buy it?
InfinityEnergy.com.
Okay.
And it will be on Amazon too.
All right.
Very shortly.
Wow, looking forward to having that drink.
Yes.
We all need one throughout the day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're looking forward to, you know, with this project, we want to sponsor kids. You know, a lot of brands sponsor adults or athletes. We want to focus on taking kids and empowering their dreams and sponsoring them, whatever they want to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
Right. And really hope this project becomes a huge success.
Thank you. I hope it will too.
All right. And thank you so much for coming and joining
us
today.
Thank you for having me today. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get it.
Let's get it.